Hello and welcome to Relatable with Sui. I personally want to thank you for joining me today. On this podcast, we talk about all things relatable and, of course, self-improvement. This is your host, Sui Lanji. Hey people, welcome back to this week's episode of Relatable with Sui. So we are starting a friendship series. It's going to have 3 or 4 parts. And today's part, which is the first part, is called Types of Friends. So I'm going to share with you guys 10 types of friends that we all have. Not only do we have these friends, but we are these friends. So point out your friends as I mentioned them and count yourself. If you're part of this group or you belong here, you know, just write that down and know what kind of person you are. The first friend is the social friend. These ones are fun, they're loud, and they're always inviting you to things. They're very nice. When you meet them for the first time, it's like you've met them, you know, before. There's just this vibe. They're just so nice. They connect with everybody. They're outgoing. Everybody has this kind of friend, and they are really, really nice, and they just make you feel, you know, so comfortable, and you never go wrong when you go out with them because they're just the fun ones. They always keep you entertained. And then the second friend is the secret keeper. These ones might not even be your close friends, but each time you've got, you know, a secret that you just feel like telling someone, you go to them because you trust them. They'll never say your secrets. They'll never spill them out to anyone. They always hold your secrets safe with them. And so each time you feel like you're disclosing a secret, you go to them because you trust them. You know they're not going to disappoint. And, you know, they're just there as your secret keeper. They can be your best friend. They can be anyone. But, like, some people have these and they're not even their best friend. The third friend is the mother figure or the caretaker. These ones are the ones who are always there for you. When you're sick, they're bringing you medicine and a cup of water. They're always asking you if you've eaten. When you're going outside, they're asking you, have you carried your umbrella? Are you wearing a jersey? Are you warm enough? They always text you to find out if everything is okay. You know, even when you're having problems, they want to be there to just make sure, you know, everything is sorted out and taken care of. I think these ones are everyone's favorite. They might not even be your closest friend because, you know, they're always, you know, strict and all that. But you just love them because they take care of you. They're like, you know, your second mother, you get. And then the fourth friend, the good older sibling. These ones are your cheerleader. They're always supporting you. They're always there, you know, to encourage you. It's like, you know, that older sibling that you never had. You just get this feeling like, you know what? I wish this person was my sister. I wish they were my brother. They're there more than your actual sibling. And then the fifth friend is the best friend. The loyal best friend. They've been there with you. They've been there for you. They have accepted you for who you are. They tell you exactly what you need to hear, and that's why you're friends with. But again, they're there to advise you even when you're wrong. They'll rebuke you. They'll tell you what is right and what is wrong. If your best friend is not like that, then you need to check yourself. You need to check your friendship, because your best friend is supposed to be balanced. They're supposed to be there to, you know, encourage you and, you know, not judge you. But then at the same time, they should be able to rebuke you and tell you, you know, what is right and what is wrong. And you do the same for them. The sixth friend is the independent one. They have their lives figured out. Everything for them is in order. You know, they're doing something with their life. You look up to them. They're like, you know, your role model. Every time when something is not working out, even when it comes to like school or, you know, business or whatever, you go to them for advice because they have everything figured out. There's a second group of friends. They are more on the negative side. So the seventh one is the broke one. Oh, always borrowing. You know that every time you see them, they're about to borrow something. Every time you see a call from them, they are going to borrow something from you. So I won't even say much. You know them. The eighth friend are the ones that only text when they need something. It's either they're asking you for directions, they're asking you for some schoolwork, they're asking you for, you know, where they left something. They never just text you to say hi or check up on you or have a chat. It's always when they want something. Even when you see their name pop up, you're like, what do they want now? I wonder what it is this time. So those are the ones who always text when they want something. The ninth friend is the emotionally draining. These ones, when you're around them, all they do is complain. It's either they're complaining about their relationships, their problems, or how broke they are. Every time you're together, they're always complaining, and it's so draining. You know, it can never be a happy moment. You even know that, wow, they have come. I wonder what's wrong now. And they'll just start pouring out. And, you know, it's not a bad thing, but some people just make your mood, you know, go south and all that. You don't need such energy all the time. And then the last friends are the unreliable. They're always late. You can make a plan. Maybe you planned something 3 months ago, and then the day before whatever the event is, they'll be like, oh, I'm so sorry, something happened, I can't make it. Yeah, sometimes it's something that's genuine, like, oh, yeah, fine, I understand. But then just for no reason, or you make a plan, oh, guys, tomorrow we're going to do this. And they're like, yeah, fine. Then the time comes, they're like, you guys, I really can't come, or I can't do that. They are the most unreliable people. But the funny thing is, we're always going back to them, asking them. It's because you love them and you kind of like understand the type of person you are. And you're always hoping that, you know what, okay, maybe this time they won't disappoint me. But we all have those unreliable friends. You know them. We all have them. Yeah. So those are the 10 friends that each person at least has. You must have at least maybe 5 or 3. Others actually have all these in one. I think I might be all these in one, but yeah. So that brings us to the end of the first part of the friendship series. Don't forget to come back next week for the second part. It's going to be very interesting and very, very important. So thank you guys for listening again. Don't forget to subscribe, rate, and review.